CRTV's afternoon edition with Patience Wingo. In our top stories, as Cameroon prepares to hold its presidential election, the Director General of ELECAM leads launch of 2025 voter registration revision and calls for full voter participation. The second term of the 2024-2025 school year officially kicked off across Cameroon today, with administrative authorities reminding teachers to navigate the hurdles of the brief and disrupted term to maximize academic success. And in sports, defending cup winners Colombe of Ja and Lobor topped their Elite One championship after day six matches. Those are the main points. But first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzaka. Preparations are hotting up within political parties and elections management body ELECAM ahead of presidential elections expected later this year in Cameroon. Already, several personalities, including Mr. Akere Muna, Maurice Kamto of the CRM party, David Awono, and Mrs. Hermine Patricia Tunamondamjoya have declared their intentions to run in the polls. There have been reverberating calls from all over Cameroon for President Paul Biya to accept to be a candidate. In his recent State of the Nation's address, President Paul Biya acknowledged that 2025 will usher in a new season of elections. He said, as per the electoral calendar, the presidential and regional elections will be held this year, representing major milestones in the life of Cameroon. The head of state called on Cameroonians to use the events and strengthen democracy. In the meantime, the Director General of Elections at Elections Cameroon, Dr. Eric Esuse, is in Bankomo in the Mifo-Anacona division of the Central Region to officially mark the beginning of voter registration for the year. Cameroonians aged 20 years and above and who are not barred by conditions of disqualification, such as a term of imprisonment above 6 months, subject of a warrant of arrest, will be permitted to register. The registration will automatically stop when the electorate is convened by a presidential decree. School bells started ringing in Cameroon this morning for the second term of the 2024-2025 school year. The brief and strategic term is marked by a series of public holidays and national events like the Week of Bilingualism from the 27th of January to the 3rd of February, the Youth Week from the 5th to the 11th of February, the Commonwealth Day on the 10th of March, and the International Day of La Francophonie on the 20th of March. Education officials say such events cause distractions among students, and the students have to prepare for their mock examinations and get set for end of course and certificate examinations. The ongoing term ends on the first week of April. Cameroon is today sealing a deal with the International Organization of Migration, IOM, to respond to the needs of returnee migrants, displaced persons, and Cameroonian youths in the diaspora. The Memorandum of Understanding, to be signed this afternoon on behalf of Cameroon by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, lays emphasis on the promotion of peace and social cohesion. It is also an opportunity for Cameroon to make known projects put in place to socially reintegrate returnees in desperate conditions. The outgoing executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, the CBC, Reverend Dr. Nditeme Chalmine, has been described as a builder and man of noble character. The praises were showered on the outgoing executive president yesterday by men of God and laity during a ceremony to bid farewell to Dr. Nditeme after 4 years of dedicated service and unwavering commitment to the growth and development of the CBC. The event, celebrated with a church service led by Reverend Dr. Joseph G. Kong, took place at the Itugebe Baptist Church in Yaoundé in the presence of church leaders, senior state officials, and community members. Out of Cameroon, Mozambique's opposition leader Venancio Mondlane, who has been calling for protests for weeks from exile, has said he will run in the country, or he will return to the country on Thursday. Mondlane said he would arrive ahead of the swearing-in of a new president next week. Daniel Chapo of the ruling Frelimo party is due to be sworn next Wednesday after a court confirmed his election victory. In sports, the National Paralympic Committee of Cameroon is about now evaluating their 2024 achievements and shortcomings and examining their budget for this year. The General Assembly of the committee that is being presided over by the President of the Paralympic Committee, His Majesty Jean-Jacques Ndoudoumou, is taking place at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. That ends the bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzuka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Patience Wingo.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Good afternoon once again, and thanks for being with us. Cameroon is engaging a major political season that will lead to the 2025 presidential election. This defining moment in the history of the country has been described as one that should consolidate peace and unity in Cameroon by President Paul Biya while addressing the nation on New Year Eve. A presidential election which our political desk editor, Alban Jembonde, sees as one that should reinforce democracy if all stakeholders genuinely play their roles.
It is an electoral process whose actors are known and roles well-defined. ELECAM, charged with the organization, management and supervision of the polls, the Ministry of Territorial Administration, restricted to accompany ELECAM, the Constitutional Council ordained to ensure the regularity of the process. The citizenry above the age of 20 years eligible to register and vote, with well-defined rules of eligibility and disqualifications for aspiring candidates. ELECAM has, within this cycle of elections that will run to 2026, invited major stakeholders severally with the hope of organizing elections which are inclusive, generally accepted by all. Political parties have been drumming for Cameroonians to register with record numbers in 2024. The clock is ticking already, mindful that registering automatically stops when the electors are convened by decree of the President of the Republic, a momentum the civil society is expected to maintain by ensuring that the most vulnerable, such as the physically and visually impaired, the internally displaced, as well as women and youths, are not gripped by voter apathy. The enthusiasm experienced, marked by outbursts, expectations and stance of certain political and moral voices of the nation, could well be understood. But remember, this is not the first, and neither will it be the last presidential election Cameroon will hold. That advocating and criticizing is part of politics, provided it's in the line to build better and not to destroy, and that electors must be convinced by the force of argument and not the argument of force. They who are the sovereign people of Cameroon, who should be encouraged and convinced to register and vote.
And you were listening there to Political Desk editor Albert Njie Mbonde. Meanwhile, while addressing Cameroonians in his traditional end-of-year message, President Paul Biya appealed for a sense of maturity and responsibility to maintain the peace and unity of the country. Here is an excerpt of President Biya's address selected by Albert Njie Mbonde. Take a listen.
The year 2025 will usher in a new season of elections. According to the electoral calendar, the presidential and regional elections will be held this year. As in the past, these events will represent major milestones in the life of our nation. Let us take this opportunity to further strengthen our democracy. I call on all stakeholders to show proof of maturity and responsibility and to ensure that peace and stability prevail before, during, and after these elections. I am fully aware that some of our compatriots continue to face challenges in enrolling on the electoral register due to lack of national identity cards. Many of them are burdened by issues of dual identity, a predicament for which they themselves are responsible. To address this situation speedily, I have ordered that the requisite measures should be taken.
And that was an excerpt of the speech of the President of the Republic delivered on New Year's Eve. It was selected for us by Albert Njie Bonder. As the country prepares, therefore, for the upcoming election, growing criticism from some religious leaders urging President Paul Biya to reconsider his candidacy has sparked reactions from the political class. Political analysts emphasize that elections are conducted in line with Republican values, grounded in democratic principles and administrative procedures rather than religious considerations. Kelly Eben spoke to a political analyst and put together this report.
Some political analysts stressed that everyone has the right to freedom of speech and diverse political opinions, but caution against imposing those views on others. Professor Mathias Owona-Ngini is a political analyst.
They may not feel that Paul Biya is an ideal candidate, but in no way do they have the right to pressure him. Mr. Paul Biya is free to hold his opinions and take actions provided he adheres to the laws and regulations of the Republic.
While emphasizing the importance of maintaining a clear distinction between church principles and the jurisdiction of democratic and administrative processes, the analyst adds that elections are guided by Republican values that prioritize inclusivity, equality, and respect for the law.
They should be reminded of Christ's teaching to give to God what belongs to God and to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. It's uncertain whether their peers share their opinions. For this remains a personal stance. Three bishops have spoken out, but others may express different views which could impact the credibility of the Catholic Church hierarchy.
Although the indispensable role of moral guidance from religious leaders cannot be undermined, political analysts hold that electoral decisions should remain within the framework of democratic principles and respect of every citizen's right, including the head of states, to participate in the political process.
Kelly Eben reporting there. The Director General of Elections, Cameron Elekam, has urged eligible voters who have not yet registered to do so in order to participate in the upcoming presidential election. He made the call during the launch of the 2025 Electoral Register Revision in Bankomo in the Mefwana Connor Division of the Centre Region today. Gu Henry reports.
Some three stops marked the stay of the Director General of Elections at Elekam in Bankomo in the Mefu-Anakono Division, the divisional office of Bankomo, where Dr. Eric Esusi was received by the local authorities led by the senior divisional officer for Mefu-Anakono, Antoinette Zongo Nyambone, a visit to a voter registration center plus a guided tour of the Mbankomo Council Branch of Elections Cameroon Elekam. At the registration center, the Director General expressed satisfaction with the number of potential voters who turned out to register on the electoral list. Dr. Eric Esusi calls on eligible voters in the country who are still to register to do so, adding that the target of Elekam this year is to register more prospective voters, especially youths. The registration process will be intensified across the country before the August the 31st deadline or the presidential election scheduled for this year. Present at the registration center were representatives of some political parties who encouraged their supporters to register and perform their civic duties when time comes. Prior to the visit to Mbankomo, Dr. Eric Esusi paid a courtesy visit to the governor of the Central Region, Nasiri Paul Bear.
In the same vein, as the 2025 presidential election approaches, the opposition landscape is witnessing a surge in declared candidacies. While some candidates have already secured endorsements from their political parties, others are actively seeking support from party coalitions. Key players in this dynamic include UDC, PCRN, MRC, PURS, and Univer. Rita Yosembom, in the following report, takes a closer look at these emerging intentions of the candidates.
Some candidates have already secured nominations for their political parties, while others are actively rallying support through alliances and coalitions. Hemin Patricia Tumainu Ndamjoya, leader of the Cameroon Democratic Union, UDC, used her New Year's message on December 31st, 2024, to declare her candidacy. Kabra Libi of the Cameroon Party for National Reconciliation, PCRN, has also entered the race. In October 2024, Akere Muna, former Bar Association president, was unveiled as the presidential candidate for the Univers Party.
J'ai été touché.
Akere Muna has expressed deep gratitude for the trust placed in him by political and civil society leaders, emphasizing their shared commitment to addressing the nation's issues. While some candidates rely on party nominations, others are pursuing broader alliances to boost their chances. David Awono, for instance, is banking on technology to unify voters.
Une primaire ouverte et digitale.
Awono explains that their initiative gives every Cameroonian the chance to register through an application and vote for the best candidate to challenge the ruling party. Speculation continues to build around Maurice Kamto, leader of the Cameroon Renaissance Movement, MRC. The Peuple Uni pour la Rénovation Sociale Party, led by Serge Espoir Matumba, has also confirmed its intention to join the presidential race. Matumba has revealed that his party will hold a congress on March 14 in Yaoundé, during which their candidate will be officially nominated. With over 10 declared candidacies so far, the coming months promise to be decisive as parties finalize their strategies and unveil their contenders.
Rita Yosembom. Some political party leaders in the country used their end-of-year speeches as a medium to woo potential voters and encourage massive registration on the electoral list. George Muam went through some of their speeches and actually pieced together the following reports.
The call for massive registration on electoral lists resonated in the end-of-year speeches of key political leaders in Cameroon. The national chairman of the Social Democratic Front, Joshua Osi, in his address, revisited the socioeconomic situation in the country, promising to reverse the narrative if he is voted. For this to happen, Cameroonians must take advantage of the voter registration window, which opened on January the 2nd.
As the electoral register reopens on January 2nd, remember that your participation is more than a civic duty. It is your power to write the next chapter of our nation's story.
For Maurice Kamto of the Cameroon Renaissance Movement, the 2025 election is a historic moment and all citizens must get involved in the process in order to bring change.
The 2025 presidential election is not just another election like those that have gone before. It is a crucial election in the life and history of our country.
Kabra Libi of the PCRN delivered his New Year address in the form of a campaign speech expressing the hope that the 2025 election will usher in a new president who will bring social justice to Cameroonians and ameliorate their living conditions.
Votre implication peut aider à renforcer la confiance.
While calling for massive voter registration, he exhorted the clergy to encourage electoral participation and to work closely with ELECAM to ensure that the election unfolds under fair and transparent conditions.
George Mwam reporting there. It is 21 minutes past 3 p.m. and you are listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. The government intends to carry on with actions aimed at promoting social security and decent work for all in Cameroon through monitoring and multiple support to the labor and social security subsector in 2025. The Minister of Labor and Social Security, Gregoire Owona, was speaking this morning in Yaoundé while chairing the opening ceremony of the two-day annual conference of his ministerial service under the theme Professional Ethics, Key Performance Pillar of the Labor and Social Security Subsector. We have details with Vanessa Woodnang Snamu.
Repeated dialogue with actors of the labor sector and steady monitoring to ensure that the rights and obligations of workers in Cameroon are respected are among the strides recorded by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security in 2024. Galigan Jiwam is technical advisor number 2 at the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
Every 4 months, we have that committee that meets to discuss the problems that we have in the labor sector and to see how we can solve that problem. And what is very good about it is that the social partners, most of the times, are the ones who bring up the topic that we have to discuss during this committee.
The struggle for the promotion of decent work for all and social security through the amendment of organizational charts and other labor conventions tops on the ministry's 2025 prospects agenda.
One of the most important things for workers is to ensure that they have their social protection. You cannot be working, and if you're having an accident, you're not sure how where you're going to go to. You need to have your pension when you end your career. You need to be sure that if you have an accident, you're taken care of by your employer.
These strides are expected to continue enhancing the welfare of workers across the country by the end of the year 2025, which is a guarantee for maximum output that will certainly lead to more efficient contribution to nation building. Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
As you heard in headlines, the second term of the 2024-2025 school year officially kicked off across schools in Cameroon today. In Douala, authorities have urged students to dedicate themselves to their studies and strive for exceptional results by the end of the second term. This call for focus and determination was echoed during the start of classes this Monday, January 6, across various secondary schools in the city. Madon Kwele Bezatier reports that school heads are planning to implement a range of strategies aimed at enhancing student performance.
The festive period is over. Time for students to reset their minds on their studies during the second term, known to be the shortest and most decisive. This was among many recommendations given to students of the government high school just during the assembly by its administration, which believes the recipes for success are hard work and discipline. With a not-so-outstanding first term, there is need to organize catch-up classes. Jean Debia is the principal.
We have asked teachers to multiply lesson and stress on those the kids did not understand.
Elsewhere at the government technical school Kumasi, the best performing students would be rewarded. Jean César Mbongo is the principal.
We encourage and share with students, and at the end of the year, give them prizes.
Meanwhile, certain private institutions have offered some bonuses to teachers to encourage them. Sadrak Mahop is the manager.
The founder motivated all the teachers, and we are confident we would stand out in Douala 1.
Given that the second term would be characterized by many activities, among which the Bilingualism and Youth Weeks, focus should be the watchword. Madon Kwele Bezatier, CRTV News, Douala.
In the meantime, the second term officially began this morning in schools across the North region. But for many nursery school children, the transition proved challenging. After spending time at home, adjusting back to the school routine was tough for some young students. Teachers did their best to help the children ease into the new term. Maimuna Njoya provides a closer look in the following reports.
One, two, three.
The resumption of the second term has not been swift for some nursery school pupils in Garua, coming out of an intense break marked by merrymaking and leisure activities. It has not been easy for some kids to quickly embrace the resumption of classes. Rukayatu Musa, headmistress of government primary school Plateau, attempts an explanation to this.
You know, with the kids, it will not be easy. Only 2 days even, if a child make 2 days at home, Monday when the child comes, it feels a time. How comes for 2 weeks? Some of them, they were crying. So, but it's not easy, but at least it's not like a first time.
In the coming days, teachers will find a way to bring back the minds of their pupils for them to be able to focus and make the most out of this short but decisive term. From the North Regional Station in Garua, Maimuna Joya for CRTV News.
And away from that, women from the Northwest and Southwest regions united under the Southwest Northwest Women's Task Force are calling for increased female representation in decision-making processes and peace negotiations within their communities. During a general assembly in Bamenda, the women collectively agreed to elect a new executive to champion this cause, believing that greater female involvement will significantly contribute to restoring stability in the crisis-affected region. Veronica Aji has more from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Upon inception in 2018, the Southwest Northwest Women's Task Force had as primary aim helping in ending the crisis in the two English-speaking regions and ensure women's participation at all level in decision-making. Professor Anjo Freemani Rose, chair of the ad hoc committee of the SNWAT, says years after, there is need to evaluate work done and re-strategize.
We have to do elections at regional levels, and after we are going to conduct the national elections for SNOT. So we are giving ourselves by the 31st of January 2025 to complete the process of restructuring.
During a roundtable discussion, it was agreed Boya will host the head office of the institution and a board of directors be set to better manage affairs. The vision bearer of SNOT, Esther Omam, talks about what is expected henceforth.
To make sure that they translate the policies into actions, go to the field and do that which is expected of them.
January 31st, 2025 has thus been set as deadline for regional and national elections into the Southwest and Northwest Women's Task Force, with the new bureau having a 2-year mandate. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And now in sports, defending cup winners of Cameroon Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobor have moved to the top of the league standing after beating Union Sportive of Douala yesterday 1-0 in one of the 6 matches of the First Division Championship. In the meantime, Young Sport Academy of Bamenda have continued sinking after losing to Dinamo of Douala by no goal to 1. Ben Collins Nyeberwo has the details.
The 2024-2025 National Division 1 Football Championship is shaping up to be highly competitive. After 6 days of play, 5 clubs have occupied the top spot. Currently leading the pack with 14 points is Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo, who humbled Union Sportive of Douala 1-0. 3 clubs trail Colombe Sportive with 11 points: Gazelle FA of Garoua, Canon Sportive of Yaoundé, who defeated Panthé Sportive of Dende 1-0, and Dinamo of Douala, who edged Young Sports Academy of Bamenda by 1-0. Defending champions, Victoria United of Limbe dropped to the 5th position after losing by 1-2 to 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé. 4th Azu and Coton Sport of Garoua each have 9 points, followed by Stade Renard of Milan in 8th position with 8 points after their 1-0 win over RS Fortuna Omfou. Astro of Douala, Panthé Sportive of Dende, Bambutus of Bouda, Union Sportive of Douala and PWD of Bamenda each have 7 points. RS Fortuna, Aigle of the Mongu and Young Sports Academy of Bamenda are currently in the relegation zone. Young Sports Academy of Bamenda are still running behind their first victory of the season.
Now to end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of one of our top stories. As Cameroon prepares to hold its presidential election, the Director General of ELECAM leads launch of 2025 voter registration revision and calls for full voter participation. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with you, Prisca Njeng-Mengolon.
Bon après-midi. 2025, année électorale. Le scrutin présidentiel attendu cette année rythme l'activité et l'actualité politique nationale. Une élection charnière que le chef de l'État voudrait voir se tenir dans un environnement des plus sereins et démocratiques. L'adresse du président de la République, Paul Biya, à la Nation le 31 décembre est un indicateur de l'importance de ce rendez-vous électoral. Révision des listes électorales de l'année 2025, Elections Cameroun ouvre officiellement ses registres. Le lancement des opérations s'est tenu ce lundi à Bankomo, dans la Mofuya Konon, sous la conduite du directeur général des élections, Eric Issossi. La conférence annuelle 2025 des responsables des services centraux et déconcentrés du ministère du Travail et de la Sécurité sociale se tient depuis ce lundi à l'ENAM, à Yaoundé, sous le thème « Éthique professionnelle et déontologie administrative, pilier essentiel pour la performance dans le sous-secteur travail et sécurité sociale ». C'est sous la présidence du ministre Grégoire Obona. Les travaux servent de bilan d'activité 2024, mais également de projection 2025. Éducation, c'est parti pour le deuxième trimestre de l'année scolaire 2024-2025. Le top départ a été donné ce matin sur l'ensemble du territoire national. Un trimestre décisif pour les élèves et les enseignants, selon les pédagogues. Pour terminer en sport, football MTN Elite One, les six dernières rencontres de la sixième journée se sont disputées hier dimanche. Colombe du Jai Lobo a battu Union de Douala 1-0 au stade Mbappé. Belle affaire du canon sportif de Yaoundé, vainqueur de la Panthère d'Undi, 1-0. Madame, monsieur, c'était le condensé du Tripier. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CRTV. Mmh.